Welcome to Nerdities. Bitches.
Topic too absurd, no statement too asinine. That's right, we are Nerdities. Nerdy Jersey's finest, speaking to you indirectly, because we're speaking into microphones, and then the sound gets processed, and then sent through the internet, and then into your ears. A lot that happens before you hear our rapturous voices. I am Mike, joined on a regular basis by...
Justin.
You usually have someone else here, but, you know, life... We do, however, have...
Vin.
And we're going to work hard to keep him awake.
Not Oscar-nominated Joe.
That's for shit sure.
That's the spirit.
I stopped at 7-Eleven yesterday for something.
Did you?
Yeah. Got back in the car and was getting my shit together and looked at a family of a mother... daughter and son coming out of the doors of the 7-Eleven. I didn't even notice they were in there, but they came out after me. And the daughter, slightly older than the son, I'd say the son was about 8, 9 years old, daughter maybe 10, 11, went to go in the front seat. And the son proceeded to punch him in the head.
Ooh.
Punch her in the head a couple times. And push her. Together. And then she was bigger, too. So I'd say she deserves the front seat. And the mother said nothing.
Of course.
Not sure. A thing. And I stared over there. And at a certain point, she points over at me. And I don't know if she's like, what the fuck is this guy looking at? Or, do you see how you're embarrassing me?
Oh, it's definitely the, do you see?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, it shouldn't have gotten to that point, because... As soon as he threw those hands, she should have been like, whoa, the fuck are you doing? And then stopped him from getting in the front seat. But no, she didn't. Just let life happen. So either A, she's the worst parent I've ever seen, or we are just morally bankrupt as a country. And
I'm gonna submit a different viewpoint here. Okay. Maybe.
Aliens?
Just fucking done.
Oh, we're definitely done.
She had a day. Those kids are fucking terrible. Yeah. Like, it gets to a certain point where, like, after you've reprimanded your children so many times, you're just like, you know what? Fuck me. Do whatever. I don't care. Just die. Don't die. Just fucking have at it. I need 5 minutes.
If she wanted to punish him, she should just give him taquitos and be like, here you go.
Yeah, she's been like, you know what, we're going back in there and you're eating dinner from there.
I guarantee you, when they went home, there was repercussions. Might not have been from her.
Oh, you think she passes it up the chain?
You've been in this house, right?
Mm-hmm. That's your setup. It could be the same setup. She probably
might have been shitty on the drive over, mm-hmm. right? Could have been shitty all day. And the mom... I'm going to, you know, you test my patience. And the boy's a boy, right? 8, 9-year-old boy? Fucking no fear. It's just like, fuck you, mom. I'm going to do what I want because you're mom. What are you going to do? Then it's like, okay. You know what? Fine. I'll tell your fucking dad. And then dad probably came home. And of course, firstborn was the daughter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Daddy's girl. Mm-hmm. I bet you. Now, I'm not saying it's closed fists, but I'm sure he got the old taste of, you fucking like it?
Mm-hmm. I hope. I really hope. Part of it seemed like she just didn't care. One way I read it. The other way was her looking over me like, see? This is everywhere we go. People stare at us. And do you know why? Do you know why? It's not your sister.
Because you're shit.
Yeah. Because you're a mistake. I'm sorry. A surprise. You were a surprise. We wanted one and a dog, but oh, no, your dad couldn't, your dad doesn't know what the rhythm method is. I really, really, really wish cum tasted better. That's all I'm saying.
But yeah, like, I feel for the parent in this situation. I'm sure that, because he absolutely sounds like a little pain in the ass.
Chunky little turd. I'm going to call him a chunky little
turd. Sure, yes. So, like, you know, that shit happens. I get it. You know, it's just like that little girl that almost got popped by Ashley and I over at the fucking Trader Joe's 2 weeks ago, laughing and pointing at us because they thought we were trying to go for the spot they were going for. No, I was just trying to go around you because it's pouring rain and I have a two-year-old that I want to get in the store not soaked.
My question, Mike, is what'd you get from 7-Eleven? Anything good?
Blunt wraps.
Okay. Yeah, something good? Okay. Yeah, no. Just curious.
I got the itch for flour the other day. I'm like, you know what? Yeah. Let's try a little bit of that again. I love this day and age. You can go for months without it and be like, hey, you know what? Bah.
Yeah. It's true.
Mike, did you ever smoke moon rock?
I have.
No, moon's not made out of rock.
Thank you.
Sorry, wrong show. Was that a setup for me, or is
that was good?
No, it's legit.
Yeah,
it's like go ahead, Joe.
Oh, it's flour, rolled in hash, rolled in keef.
Okay,
it looks like a nug with AIDS, but it hits so hard, and like I can't do that. Like I was never able to do hash because it would just make me sleep for 14 to 16 hours. It's just too much.
In my younger years, we'd take bong loads of that. In my younger years.
That was my younger years. I was like, this is just overkill. And I slept till 12 and I went to bed at 12.
That's the shit that looks like nerd gummy clusters.
Yeah.
Yes.
Except not as colorful.
Yeah.
Yeah, very bright yellow, green.
Nobody actually sells that, right, in the stores? That's just like, that's homegrown or homemade?
No, not in this state. You used to be able to get out in Cali. You probably still could get
it. Yeah, not in this state.
You could probably get it in LA.
Yeah, probably, definitely LA.
No, there's like a lot of growers and shit. John's gone to a bunch of conventions and like they got some exotics, I guess they call it.
Okay, I've been out of that for a long time.
I'm probably going to take an edible and get weird Friday.
Nice.
She's not home. I'm probably going to get really paranoid. I might call you guys.
It's fine.
She needs you to talk me down while I'm watching Ace Ventura.
The first one or the second one?
First one.
The cartoon.
Okay. Oh.
Ace Ventura Jr.
Oh, no. Don't do that. We're here for you, Ben.
And then follow it up with Son of the Mask.
No, dude. That's like living hell.
You want him to have a good experience.
Yeah.
You start with Dumb and Dumber 2. It's like, all right, meh. Then you go into Ace Ventura Jr. Then you end it with Son of the Mask.
And Dumb and Dumber 2. Jump off the bridge. Compared to the third Dumb and Dumber, Dumb and Dumber 2 is actually good.
The third one?
The second one. What's the second one?
Dumb and Dumber.
The second one was when
Harry Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Vinny and I saw that together in a theater.
Yeah, dude, Bob Saget had me laughing so fucking hard.
The whole fucking shit scene was good.
So good. I just rewatched the first one the other day. Megan was like kind of sad from work, and I just popped on Dumb and Dumber, and she's like, "Why is this on?" I'm like, you need it.
Sweet silence.
Yeah, so good.
My go-to comedy, if I'm having a rough time, is Tropic Thunder.
That's a good one.
Classic. That was a classic the day it came out.
Yeah.
Okay, do you anime nerds want to handle this rest in peace?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to back off of this one. We need to do one, though, so it's on you guys.
The world lost a legend the other day. The great Akira Toriyama left us to head towards Snake Way in the Sky. Creator of everything you love in the visuals of the Dragon Quest series of video games. And of course, the creator of Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z. Man, this one hit the nerd culture hard. It bothers me that no one else on the show is like a big anime fan like Vinny is, because like Vin, I don't know if you've seen like all the countries around the world that have been getting to, like mass groups, you know, celebrating the life and doing, you know, spirit bombs in like town squares and soccer stadiums and shit.
No shit, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's been touching. You know, all the other big manga writers out there all, you know, saying how he's the one that got them into their craft. You know, Oda, who's done One Piece, and Kishimoto, who did Naruto. It's a sad day for the world.
Yeah. You know what, though? That's life, man.
It is.
April 5th, 1955 to March 1st, 2024. 68 years old. Yeah. Still far too young.
So let's raise it up, Vin, for Toriyama-sensei.
Are you going to do that, or are you going to do a fusion? Are you going to try it? Because you can't fuse the way I'm looking at you.
Justin's no, we can't.
Oh, I can.
Yeah, we're on top.
Okay. Oh, no, I'm going the wrong line. There we go.
Yeah. Is Akira like John in Japan? Is that just...
Yeah.
It's a pretty common name.
Okay. That's thrown around a lot. Quite unfortunate. I don't think I have any casting, but I guarantee there were some out there.
I
have two.
Joe, what do you got?
I had rumor casting, actually. Natalia Tona, who was Tonks, is rumored to be Lady Deadpool.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Justin, you're going to like this one, and I am too, because we watched this show. Only Murders added Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah.
That cast is going to be insane.
They're adding like one a week now. Didn't you just mention one last week,
too? Yeah, Eugene Levy.
Eugene Levy, Kumail was last week, and then Zach Galifianakis this week.
They're just pulling it and just all the tops.
I'm really happy for Kumail that he's gotten over his Eternals depression.
Me too.
I'm looking forward to him in Ghostbusters.
I'm just upset that I haven't gotten over my Eternals
depression. Yeah, I haven't either.
I know. At least he can enjoy his, like, in a hot tub with cold rings on with beautiful babes around him.
He's married.
He just throws money at. He's like, you know, I'm just so sad that my movie flopped. Oh, caviar, please, thanks.
He's married.
Yeah,
and I mean, he won the Oscar, right? Didn't he?
I don't know.
Didn't he?
Did he or did she? Was that a co-writing deal?
They both co-wrote it.
Okay. Go to the only place that really matters.
IMDb.
Because this is the only thing I seem to look for anything.
Yeah.
Actually, speaking of, it's related to Ghostbusters. My second casting is for Jason Reitman's SNL 75. Finn Wolfhard, Kaya Gerber, and Andrew Barth Feldman join the cast. Feldman will portray Neil Levy. Wolfhard is playing an NBC page, and what's her name? Gerber is playing. I saw this.
So anticipatory. It's better be a great name.
No,
it's a letdown name.
No, it's
Jenny
it's
Thomas.
No, it's, why can't I think of it?
Sharon Tate.
Carlin.
Darla Monroe.
No, Carlin's wife.
Jane Mansfield.
Jane Mansfield's wife.
Oh, Joe, give it up.
That's what I said. I said Brittany Ooh. Carlin.
Brittany Carlin. Oh, Meghan Markle.
Sinead O'Connor.
That's it.
What the hell is on? The wheels are falling.
Yeah, no, no, no. I'm just going to...
Pull the ripcord, Joe.
Jacqueline pull Carlin it. Is who she's playing.
Is that supposed to be George's wife?
No.
Oh, you know what? Forget I asked the question if this is going to take another 5 minutes of research.
No.
Don't even worry.
Actually, Chevy Chase's wife.
Okay, well, that's ironic.
Don't you think?
Like rain.
On your wedding day.
I'm never getting
married. I have. I have one last casting. They have cast someone in this new Karate Kid movie that, like, pulled me off the fence of needing to see this.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
I was already in. Like,
they cast Ming-Na.
Ming-Na's in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta see this thing.
Yeah. Right?
Who?
Ming-Na Wen.
Yeah.
Ming-Na Wen?
Ming-Na Wen, the original voice of Mulan.
Oh, nice.
Fennec Shand in Star Wars Land. Ooh, I didn't even intend to rhyme that.
And
most importantly,
the Cavalry.
Mm-hmm.
Melinda don't, May, Agents of Shield.
Call it the Cavalry. I doesn't like to be called the Cavalry.
She's the only one that has the true Disney trifecta.
Sweet.
Many worlds. Yeah. And she's a decent martial artist. So.
Yeah.
I suppose she trained Wushu.
I don't know.
No, General So's.
That hurt me. That hurt me on so many levels.
Yeah. Just give me season 6 and then give me the movie. That's all I want. Well, actually, I want more, but in the Karate Kid world, that's what I want.
Really can't believe they're making this movie. Every time it gets brought up, I shake my head. Not in a bad way, just in a what a world kind of way.
So you know Jackie Chan's showing up in the last episode of Cobra Kai.
Yeah, that's how this whole fucking movie's gonna... It's gonna be in that World Martial Arts tournament they're doing.
Yeah, we already wrote it. He's gonna tell Daniel's on to pick up his jacket.
That's right, we went through this scene. I really hope the very end he comes pulling up, like a car comes pulling up, and the door opens, and you expect it to be him, Hilary Swank.
Yeah.
She said she's not going to be in season 6.
Fuck, come on.
Yeah, that's because she'll be in this movie.
Mm-hmm. Possibly.
Yeah, money, you know, movies pay more.
Yeah.
Netflix pays a lot.
They're saying the one Cobra Kai guy, Dutch, might be in this one.
Dutch?
Yeah, he was the... Ooh, he's the one that wasn't in...
prison.
Yeah.
That could be interesting. He was the asshole out of all of them. Like, Johnny was bad, mm-hmm. but Dutch was, like, fucking psycho.
Yeah, he was worse.
Do you know whose father he is? No, not whose father. Whose his father was? Real life. The actor's father.
No.
Steve McQueen.
No
yes.
shit.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Steve McQueen's son.
Huh.
Yep. Learn something useless every day.
Now, I would be really shocked in Cobra Kai Season 6 if Lamar popped up.
That dude?
Yeah.
He didn't have a line in the first movie.
He just fought Daniel.
Yeah. He was literally the token black guy in the Cobra Kai gym. Cobra Kai Dojo. Okay, so that's all the casting, right?
Yes.
Okay, let's get into trailers. We only have two that we can remember, right? Let's just do a... Do we? Fallout's looking good.
Yeah, I didn't like the teaser trailer, honestly. But, yeah, this looks fun now.
Mm-hmm. This whole small fish in a big pond concept, or fish out of water, or fish that can't breathe, or whatever fish metaphor they're going for, this woman who's been raised in a vault her whole life, going out into the mean world, it's a good idea to not try to recreate one of the games, but do what would be a game story.
I mean, this is pulling pretty heavy from five.
Four.
What?
Fallout 4.
Is it?
Yeah. This would be the fifth game.
Yeah, they didn't do five.
They didn't do five. I wanted a five.
All right, New chill Vegas, out. You know damn 76. Well whatever comes after the numbered ones is still the fucking number it's supposed to be in the series. Don't give me the...
No, it isn't. Just because it has a
different name.
No, it isn't.
Not in Fallout series.
Well, not in most games. GTA, GTA 3, and we had Vice City, and we had...
San Andreas.
San Andreas.
So what does not make that the fourth and fifth game in that installment?
The fact that 4 and 5 are numbered 4 and 5. If you were to say GTA 4, and I was like, oh, you mean the one with Tommy Frasetti? The one where they're in, like, Miami? You'd be like, no, dipshit. The one with the Russian guy. That's GTA 4.
I hated that game.
I enjoyed it. I fucking couldn't stand his cousin.
It's bullshit Marvel Comics fucking numbering.
No, it's
what about Fallout 76?
They don't talk about Fallout
76. No, nobody plays that. I have New Vegas. I'm actually looking at the icon for New Vegas right now.
You know what you just reminded me of with that? What about Fallout 76? You know what that was? I farted once on the set of Blue Lagoon.
I almost watched that the other day. Not Blue Lagoon, but the South Park movie.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's questionable at your age watching Blue Lagoon.
No. I was flipping through the Paramount Plus, and I'm like, ooh, the South Park movie. Yeah, I didn't watch it, though.
We all know the only reason to watch Blue Lagoon is to jerk off.
Yeah, but you can't admit that now.
You shouldn't admit it.
Because how young was she?
She was not of age. She was not of age.
15, right? 15?
Something like that. 15, 16. 15,
16. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure the guy she was in the scenes with wasn't in his teens.
No. Oh, no. Movies were... The 80s were a weird time. You know, building on the Revenge of the Nerds thing and weird science and... Yeah, just in general.
The thing about, like, I don't see what the problem is that people have with weird science. It's a couple of horny kids. They would want to be in the shower with a woman.
Weird science is the least problematic of any of those, in my opinion.
No, Pretty in Pink. 16 Candles is probably that one.
I think I've seen that one. But that one doesn't really catch shit, though, other than, like, the whole racism thing.
The Long Duck Dong shit?
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty not cool.
He told Anthony Michael Hall to do, you know, his girlfriend's passed out.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked up.
What about Revenge of the Nerds? Is he just falling under the umbrella?
Revenge of the Nerds is bad.
Yeah.
He raped that girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Well, she went in there to fuck.
Yeah.
Just didn't go in there to fuck him.
Yeah, she went in for Stan.
Yeah.
But then she ended up staying with him, so it was so weird. She had, like, Stockholm Syndrome.
They got married in the third... They were married in the third one.
He gave them a gift. That was the point. That wasn't really as big a problem as them invading the privacy and recording a bunch of women.
That's also bad.
Yeah. That's
the
really
panty rape
bad.
Scene?
A lot of fucked up.
That stemmed from, like, Porky's, the shit they did in that movie.
Which in and of itself had some...
Porky's is bad.
I know. Like that's kind of why it's a good thing that they made porn, you know?
Not the only
All these horned up fuckers aren't drilling holes in walls to put their dick through or just watch chicks and just whack off.
They're still drilling the holes, but it's in a bathroom stall and the guy next to him is way more receiving than those women.
Yeah. So true.
We were giving too.
So true.
So true. Oh, is that a little tap 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 roo underneath my stall door?
Oh, we got a half hour to stop. You know, it's gonna take a while to gas up, and I need to fill up too.
You know what I realized in Dumb and Dumber? I never really realized it watching it growing up, but like when Seabass came in the bathroom, my dad told me when I was younger that he came there to fight people, and I go, oh, that's weird. But people want to tell, but I believed it. I didn't realize Seabass was there to blow somebody or something or bang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was totally different.
He was about to get that ass, Seabass.
No, my dad would tell me shit. I'm surprised he didn't tell me that. No, Seabass is going to bang him. You know how many Van Damme movies I watched? And he didn't fast forward to the sex scenes. He goes, oh, we got to see his queer ass now. You can fast forward it. You don't have to watch.
Is anybody else getting weird sound?
Yeah, I got something that kind of sounded like something like a rock rolling down a hill or something like that.
Did it sound like a burp?
No, yeah. To me, it.
I burp.
Everyone's yeah. voice right now sounds like that one droid in Return of the Jedi at Jabba's palace. Ah, fit him with a restraining bolt and put him blah, blah. That guy. It's that exact same effect, the digital effect.
I mean, everybody sounds fine on my end.
Okay.
Yeah, you sound fine.
I don't know what's going on with me. This is not good, but I can live with it. Inside Out 2. I did not expect there to be more than one new emotion. That's why I'm an idiot. You don't just
drop. Is this the Chris Klein movie sequel?
No. It's like, you mean In-N-Out?
Yeah, that was
Kevin
yeah.
Klein.
That was
In-N-Out. Kevin Klein.
Yeah, that was In-N-Out.
I was going to say, it was a long time ago for a sequel.
Totally animated. Totally emotional. I like the concept. The trailer ends with them being locked away in a jar, and the other emotions are going to run roughshod over this kid's life. It's a great swerve. I might see this one. I'm not going to go see this one in theater. Fuck that drama.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot be in a movie theater with that many little kids. Legally.
Did I tell you guys I'm seeing Godzilla opening night with Michael and his brother?
And you going to IMAX to see Godzilla coming?
I don't know. They're picking the theater. They asked me if I wanted to go, and I felt bad if I said no. Well, I didn't feel bad. I like hanging out with them. Especially his brother. His brother doesn't ask me to hang out at all. So I'm like, all right, I'll come. I'll spend $80 on popcorn and a movie ticket.
Oh, so like that could have been like one of the nights we could have fucking played D&D.
No, that's March 29th.
Speaking of movie theater and everything like that, everybody's still down for Ghostbusters.
When is that?
It opens the 22nd.
Of?
This month.
Like, is that a question?
Like, am I down to see it? Yeah. Am I going to be able to see it that weekend? No, I am hosting Easter and I am busy. Because, like, it's Easter and St. Patrick's Day all in one month.
Yes.
Oh, and there's this small thing of writing four different scripts that we have to get done in a few short months.
Yeah, God damn it, Joe. Come on, man.
I already bought my ticket.
Yeah.
You did?
That's just yeah.
Mike has way more free time than I do.
Nothing but. No way in my life. Nothing yeah, but
going that weekend. Me and Justin got to host parties and write scripts, dude. I don't have time for that.
Vinny has fights to forget he has and then tell us a week before that he can't make D&D because he's, oh yeah, I forgot. I got a fight. Oh, okay.
No. Well, this I have two fights. I think it's August 12th and 13th or 11th and 12th. I have one on Friday in New York and then one on Saturday in North Jersey or yeah. Vice versa.
You have
too much.
No, you have fights on the 23rd and 24th of August.
Of August?
Yes.
He knows your schedule better than you do.
Well, you mean April?
Well, no, you said August.
Oh, that might be the WKAs.
Yeah, because that's Gino and has to leave vacation early. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Inside Out 2. Looks cute.
I adore the dog. Looks great. I came so close to buying that Dune popcorn bucket. But I'm going to save.
Bucket?
so I can fuck it.
I can't wait to get a fucking stomach ache from movie theater popcorn and just miss a half an hour of the movie because I'm taking a super hot shit, because we're going to get there early and it's going to be all through the previews, and I'm going to finish three quarters of my bag and I'm going to be sitting there sipping on whatever I got to drink, and then the movie's going to start. They're going to get to the crucial moment where they're going to start telling like what's going on, and my stomach's going to go, hey, you got to go boom boom now, and I'm going to hold back. I'm going to hold back, and then I'm going to get that, I'm going to get the goosebumps. I'm like, I got to fucking go.
Then you got to do the shit shuffle to the bathroom so it doesn't leak out, because you know that fucking butter on that popcorn has lubed your intestines.
Yeah, everything's coming out.
Yeah,
whether or not I like it,
I laugh because it's true.
Oh yeah.
Well, I know it's true, and I know it gives me a stomachache, and I know it makes me projectile shit, but I still do it,
Michael.
It tastes good.
Michael, when you go to Ghostbusters, can you buy me a popcorn bucket and I'll Venmo you?
Okay, I'm getting one myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's got to go down by the bar.
I'm looking at tickets for that Thursday night right now.
So what can I get you? Two buckets. Two. Catch. Two traps. Two. Now. Give me them now. Wait, I think they come with the popcorn in them, right? So I would be sitting there.
No.
Doing popcorn.
No, you could buy them.
Just buy them.
Yeah, they're separated, and then they'll fill it with the popcorn if you ask them to.
Yeah. So that's the thing most people don't know. If you ask for refills on popcorn, you can get them, at least from like AMC. It costs them like half a penny for the giant fucking bag of them.
You can't get a refill of candy though.
Trickier. You know what? I'm going to admit to a crime right now.
Okay.
When I was in my early 20s, I'm pretty sure the statute of limitations has passed, and I was working, actually I was 18 or 19, working at the Lowe's, that is the AMC now in Brick. I was an usher, and it was so fucking boring. This was during the phase when they used to sell bulk candy.
Yo, I was just about to say, do you remember the... It was Lowe's in Tom's River, right? Seacourt?
Yeah, the Seacourt.
They used to have the bulk candy set up. That was the best. That shit mm-hmm. was so expensive.
So, yeah, sometimes they push you down to one end and lock it. It's far as well with more theaters in it. I walk by it. Pop a lot of it. Can't hear me?
No, now you sound like the robot. The droid. Yeah.
One second.
What? You sounded normal there.
All right, what's going on?
Yeah.
That's what fixed it earlier. Anyway, I would like pop the bottom of these containers, usually the Nestle's Crunch, and like push them up, and a bunch of them would fly out and fall on the ground, and I would eat them. So I was bored and a klepto.
It doesn't count as stealing if it was floor candy.
I'm not sure if that applies.
No, because you can't put that back in there. It would be contamination. So you're throwing it out anyway. It's just instead of a proper disposal unit like a trash can, you became the trash can.
Took one for the team.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good defense.
Since we're going down memory lane, Justin,
bruh,
do you remember the mall movie theater and the fucking Burger King?
Do I?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember seeing the first Ninja Turtles movie in there?
No.
Yes.
I don't.
We did.
But I just remember that was like our fucking holiday when Nanny's like, we're going to go to the movies. We'd be like, well, movie theater. And then if it was the mall, it was fucking open game, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Play Place. I got Burger King. Then we get candy.
The arcade was over there.
The arcade.
Mm-hmm.
Right next to the arcade.
Yeah, I'd go right around the corner. I'd go to Friendly's.
I was too young to go anywhere other than where our nanny told me to go.
There's that movie theater. There's the one in Manahawk, and not the shitty Regal, but the one that's now like a paint store.
I saw Ace Ventura, the first one, with Vin. either.
That theater, I remember that theater very well. That one in the Colony on the Island.
Yeah.
Remember the one in Bricktown where Buffalo Wild Wings is? So it's not exact where Buffalo Wild Wings is. It's kind of more
across the street,
across the lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there was the one, yeah, right over by where Outback is. That was the fourplex. Mm-hmm. There was another one on the other side of Brick Boulevard that was only a two theater one that became like a $2 movie theater place.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Where was... in that same parking lot where the movie theater is now, but it was pretty much where the gas station is. It was such a shithole. I saw the second Turtles movie there.
There was the other...
saw the first one in the mall. Did we go see it together?
Maybe.
No, I went with Michael. No, I went with Michael Hauser.
Yeah, I was pretty sure I went with our grandmother.
Yeah. She must have hated that movie.
No, I'm seeing... Nanny's a cinephile. She'll never, like, fully detail what exactly she likes. And I remember one time...
Oh, she's like me?
She got me... She picked me up after school one day just to go see Stargate because no one wanted to see it with her.
Great movie.
So she drove all the way down to Barnegat to drive all the way back up to Tom's River to go to the Sea Court to watch Stargate. And yes, it is a good movie.
I love that movie.
The Sea Court was the shit. And then it turned to shit.
Fun story about the Sea Court. I saw The Mist by myself there.
Damn.
Like, walking in the air with no one that you knew.
By myself. As in, empty theater. I was the Lone Ranger.
Husk style?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but it was just me.
Don't finish that.
How depressing was that? That explains a lot.
You know? It was an experience.
You didn't even have anyone to turn to and be like, what the fuck just happened?
You laughed at a certain point, you go,
Cloud Pirates. Cloud Pirates.
Yeah. It would have been great if you hear bang, 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 bang.
I remember
the army comes rolling by
because it was like it was that movie had come out at the same time some other chick flick come out, and Veronica and I were dating then, and Nanny wanted to go see the chick flick, so Veronica and Nanny went and saw the chick flick, and I was like, I'm gonna go see The Mist. And I remember coming out
this
of
is like a fun action movie.
I remember coming out of the movie and they were already out. They're like, yeah, we've been out here for like 15 minutes. They're like, where's everybody else? And I was like, there was no one else.
Gosh, this needs to be everyone else.
Just me. They're like, how was it? And I was like, I think I'm ready to go home now.
Oh, is that bad? No. No. Just. Let's leave. Hug me. Please hug me.
Can we get some food?
Get some opium. Just something. Percocet.
I just want to feel.
Yeah.
I remember what theater it was, but my mom took us to go see the Power Ranger movie. And that was the first time I've ever heard my mom go, that movie sucked.
Yeah. Was it great?
Kind.
But it was good. But those McDonald's action figures they gave you in lieu of that movie were so tight.
Oh, yeah, they were.
They were like the best action figures I remember for the longest time.
It was the best part of the movie.
Yeah, the tie-in was the best part of the movie.
McDonald's glasses. They were a fun little... Yeah, they were a fun little side effect in Return of the Jedi.
Why'd they stop doing that?
Companies realized that McDonald's was terrible for you and it was making kids fat, so they're like, I guess we can't put our movie to this.
Yeah. Because the Batman Forever mugs, I had those for the longest time.
My parents still have it.
My dad has them somewhere, I'm sure. He does not throw anything away.
That and the, was it the Coke glasses? You get the, like, the glass Coke glasses?
I had one of those, and it got jacked from someone.
Oh, those were the best.
It was, like, the bluish-green tint.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and it would, like, curve up.
Yeah, they were tight.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Coca-Cola, bring that back today. Bonson Nerdities and bring that back. You know,
I'm about done with these fucking headphones.
We've done two segments of this show, and we've gone 40 minutes already.
All right, cool. snooze then. Seth Rogen is producing an R-rated Venom movie.
No, whoa. We got reviews, man.
Reviews? If you got reviews, I got reviews. You got to review something. I forgot reviews.
We got reviews. Yeah. Joe, we'll get into our co-review in a minute. I watched two fairly new movies this weekend. One was surprisingly okay. The other, oof. I'll let you guys decide which ones. I watched Damsel on Netflix. And I watched Wonka on HBO Max.
We don't have to guess. You laid out your perspective on one of them.
Sure did.
Actually, both of them.
I did. Damsel was an okay movie. I like Millie Bobby Brown. I like dragons.
I like unicorns. I like dragons.
I do like unicorns and dragons.
My pony.
It was, kind of paint by numbers at points, but, you know, it's a Netflix fantasy film. What do you expect? But enjoyable. It was a fun, turn your brain off, watch this for like 90 minutes.
Would it have been more effective if they hadn't given away so much in the trailer?
They barely gave enough away in the trailer.
Really? Because the whole concept of the trailer was like, can she get out of this pit? And then they show her at the end of the trailer out of the pit. So it's
that happens. But some other stuff happens.
Well, damn well better be other stuff happening.
And like, they didn't ruin. You could guess that she was gonna fucking team up with the dragon. Spoilers. But like, they dangle it in front of you for a long fucking time until it happens, and then you're like, oh, it's a fucking Khaleesi prequel. Yeah! And I got super excited for that. She's a bit of a badass, though.
She has established herself as such.
Cast her in a Marvel movie.
Only an eventuality.
Yeah, it'll happen.
We also watched Wonka.
Yeah, we all just got quiet.
Linger on that silence.
Yeah. It was that bad? Like,
Now, you would think this was a movie for Justin. It's musical. Justin likes musicals.
Third person.
Timothy Chalamet? He's a magical creature.
Justin wants to fuck Timothy Chalamet.
No, you keep saying that. There's no sexual attraction to Timothy Chalamet. No.
He let him fuck him.
No, not even that. I think he's actually like a magical being.
No, like you want to dock it?
No, like I think he's like, I think he's a fae. Like I think he's an actual like fairy folk.
Oh, he's fae.
He's a fairy folk and he uses magic. Although it wasn't strong enough to make this movie palatable.
Oh, I see what you did there with the candy and palatable. That's the best thing related to this movie so far.
It really is. Joe?
So is this an actual prequel to the Gene Wilder one?
Yes.
It will lead into that?
Yes. Because you, at the very end, see that factory being built.
Okay.
Were they singing while they were building it?
Oh, Vinny, I'm so glad you asked. I love musicals. All sorts of musicals. I like the musicals that Mike hates, where it's like nothing but music. And then I love the musicals that are like, we have dialogue, dialogue, dialogue. Here's a song. Dialogue, dialogue. This was like both of them.
Oh.
Exactly.
Okay.
Is the dialogue elements mixed in with the musical and like never the music never really stops?
No, see the music does stop.
Okay, so it can't be the one then.
But everything's kind of in a rhyme scheme.
They attempt to rhyme.
No, like
consistently.
See, I guess it would help if it was consistent, but I think it's just whenever he talks. But like he talks so much.
Yeah, I think that's a built-in problem with this. The original, he's not the focus.
Yeah.
He's the specter. He's the thing that pops in every once in a while and fucks with your mind. And he doesn't have to be the center of it. Yeah, this is his movie. It's all about him. That's too much Wonka.
But see, that's the thing, because like it's really about Slugworth's bastard sister.
Hey.
And like,
is she hot?
No, she's young.
Yeah.
And like, it's about,
is she adorable?
Well, of course, precocious. And then it's about like old-timey like workhouses swindling people in for a place to stay, but then they charge them all the stuff, so then they have to work for them. And Wonka gets roped into that, and he's got like magical chocolates, and you find out that
it's actual chocolate.
Hugh Grant, his Oompa Loompa, is on to Wonka because Wonka stole cacao from their island but didn't ask, and he just stole it. So like the Oompa Loompas have to, whenever something's stolen from them, they have to get it back 1,000 times. Right? It's weird. And then the Oompa Loompa song's in it. And then Imagination's like alluded to melodically throughout. And then they finally sing it towards the end. But there's like a whole bunch of other shitty songs. There's a song that literally the lyrics are like, chocolate, and there's chocolate. And it was like Jellicle.
That's where I was going with it. That was going to be my joke.
Yeah. But
is a Vinicius Kinnid in it? The things that the horn swaggler and the...
Yeah, Gene that... Wilder lays out there like, I am their messiah.
Yes.
I came to Arrakis / Oompa Loompa Land and brought with me the knowledge from beyond and saved these people.
So no. Mm-hmm. What happens is he's in hock with these motherfuckers, right? So then this dude, Hugh Grant's dude, got booted from Loompa Land because he was on guard duty to the cacao tree. And he fell asleep, as you do, right?
When you're Hugh Grant.
Yeah. So then they boot him and they're like, you can't come back unless you get like 1,000 times the amount of fucking chocolate he stole. So, you know, he's hunting down Wonka and he's like, listen, you know, I got to bring back 1,000 times the chocolate here. And, you know, in the end, they're chatting because they're chums now at this point. And, oh, by the way, tons of murder in this movie.
The Oompa Loompa murder?
No.
It's kind of murder in the first one.
Yeah. They don't shy away from the murder.
Wrong.
Yeah, there's murdering. Like, there's Keegan-Michael Key's, like, constable straight up is like, I can't officially kill... Words here, the his. Can't officially kill someone, but, like, off the books.
Yeah, my biggest concern about this whole thing is, what's with the chocolate mafia?
So, they're just that. Like, they're three rich dudes that run the chocolate game in this town. And they don't want outsiders coming in with better product.
I have a question.
So,
does Grandpa Joe, do we see a young alcoholic Grandpa Joe?
No. This is before Grandpa Joe's time, I think.
I agree with Eddie, though. You know these bastards couldn't help themselves. They had to have stuck something in there. You just didn't notice.
I don't know sleeping. if it I don't think it's in the same town. Because Wonka gets ousted from this place.
So he builds his factory in a different place than the most of this movie is taking.
Yeah, I think that's where it happens.
England,
yeah,
America.
In the end.
Amalgamation.
Yeah. In the end, he ends up like leaving that town.
I'm convinced it all takes place on the Virgin Islands or something. Some place where British and English influence kind of mingles.
Yeah, because you're not sure, because when it opens up, you're like, okay, it's British. And then it's like, no, everybody's American. And then, no, wait, it looks like England.
They did that intentionally, just to fuck with people. I've heard them. Literally, they did that. So no one knows where this takes place.
It's very,
okay,
but
I believe,
very Simpsons.
Yeah, I believe Wonka has taken up too much of our time.
Yeah. No Grandpa Joe, no care. I wanted to see a young Grandpa Joe pissing in the river.
Doesn't matter.
That's all I wanted.
Joe and I watched the Oscars.
What did we watch?
The Oscars.
Oh, yes, we did. We did watch the Oscars.
And I got to say, I thoroughly enjoyed the Oscars this year.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
The presenters were good. John Cena doing the whole nude bit. Good for him.
He was pretty funny.
He was wearing flesh colored underwear.
Yeah. Where did Cena's abs go?
I mean,
like he looks flat. Like his stomach is like flat. But didn't he used to have like defined abs? I saw a couple pictures. It's just like straight down.
He's bulked. He doesn't have to be shredded right now. It's hard to maintain abs like that. You gotta be on a fucking water deficit to have them pop like that. It's Yeah, ass spinning. Right?
Yep. Either got to be dehydrated or, like, just on the right amount of steroids, which it looks like he's still probably on some, but I don't think he's on, like, crazy amount.
No.
I feel like he's on a Schwarzenegger Conan era, where he's like, yeah, I got to drop weight to be a normal-looking actor.
Yeah, because, like, The Rock, he's never really had abs, but, like, whatever he's got going on now is, like, a four-pack. But he's on all the sauce, so I don't know why he doesn't have any.
It was funny when Cena was walking out after presenting, and The Rock is just chilling in the area.
Yeah, they start laughing with each other. I also believe Cena. How old is he now?
47.
He's a little older than I am.
46.
2 years. Right, folks, I'm old. Well, they got the Oscars back on track. Yeah. You think Kimmel's going to do it from now on?
Well, see, now, here's the thing. Kimmel might have been the worst part of it.
Most usually is. Now, most of them aren't as bad as Hathaway Franco, but
No. David Alan Greer, I liked.
Yeah, David Alan Greer as the announce guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. He's,
oh, that's what I got.
He's got a very nice voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't all Kimmel's fault. It sounds, a lot of the material was very dad jokey.
Yes. Yes.
Isn't that kind of Kimmel's thing?
These, a lot of these were bad.
Yeah. Do gotta say, and I have to read this verbatim. So, one of my highlights was, after 38 movies, 70-year-old Godzilla finally won an Oscar.
Yeah. Yeah, Godzilla winning an Oscar, baby.
Dude, that was great. They brought the little Godzillas up.
Yeah.
And I gave them so much credit. I know they were, like, ecstatic, and the guy was struggling to convey everything in English, but even if they did the whole thing in Japanese, just the excitement for them was just amazing to watch. I really want to see Godzilla Minus One. But, Justin, what was your highlight?
Dude, two things. One, fucking Ryan Gosling's concert performance.
Dude, he killed it.
Of I'm Just Ken. Getting everyone from the cast back. All the Kens.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Doctor.
Yeah, all of them. Slash.
Mm-hmm.
To play the fucking guitar. And then
Cena was already there. Was he also Mermaid's Ken?
He was not. He was not there at that point. But then going out into the audience and going up to Greta. Margot and America Ferrara, all having them join in singing with him. Mm-hmm. And then him going over to Emma Stone, La La Land co-star, and having her sing as well.
Mm-hmm.
The kissing of the cameraman's hands, the kissing from one of the backup dancers.
Yeah.
Great. It was brilliant. I fucking loved that performance. The
Wolfgang Van Halen was also there too.
Yes. And the other thing, the thing that like broke me, was Emma Stone's acceptance.
Oh, she was drunk.
She was full on like having an anxiety attack.
Oh, yeah.
And I felt for her. She was emotional. And bravo.
Good job, Emma.
I have another one, but I'm saving it for my nerd.
Well, Gosling was one of my nerds, but I'll pull it just because, you know.
That was the reviews, yes?
That is the reviews.
I watched Ricky Snicky. That's my only real review. It was Farrelly Brothers. I didn't realize it. It felt like a Farrelly Brothers vibe. I didn't realize till the end. But it was good. My favorite scene in a movie.
Jurassic World Domination, Dominion, sucked.
Yes. Yes, it did.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's great, but I still don't understand.
It's a Jurassic movie. Yes. There were dinosaurs.
There were dinosaurs. There were locusts.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I found that part to be like, oh, okay, cool. They're doing something different. They're doing, having other animals. Oh, they're just a MacGuffin.
Mm-hmm.
They're just a plot device. They're not going to really do much with them. Okay, mm-mm. Fine.
That's just the best character in that whole movie was the T-Rex.
Not Chris Pratt?
No, T-Rex.
Pratt's pretty cool, though.
I have a hard time believing that two 70-year-olds and one, like, 65-year-old were able to run away from that many dinosaurs. Like, none of the legacy cast got killed. None.
No. That was shocking.
Come on. Like, Goldblum, they set up, like, three moments where Goldblum's character should have died. And that was like, all right, out of everyone, he gets the Han Solo treatment.
I thought when he had the fire and was wheeling away the dinosaur, I'm just like, oh, he's going. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, plot armor.
Oh.
Yeah.
They had plot adamantium armor.
I should make that an item in our D&D game, plot armor.
Anyway, watch Ricky Sinicky. It's far superior to that of Jurassic shit.
I've heard people enjoy it.
Andrew Santino's in it. Good comic. Efron's and I don't know the other guy.
Yeah, that's another big name to me.
Their boss is. Their boss is played by,
William H. Macy.
Yeah.
The Shoveler.
Frank.
They don't listen much.
You will always be Frank now.
You know what this is? Egg salad. My wife doesn't allow me to have egg salad. But you know what? I forget what else.
Am I the only person who thinks of Fargo when they think of him?
Yes.
God, Christ almighty.
Did you ever see Cellular?
No, I avoided that.
Oh, it was a good movie. His, he and his wife were opening up a day spa in that, and he's a cop, and one of their cops keeps referring to it as like a massage parlor, and then William H. Macy has like a gotcha moment, and he like punches him in the face or something like that, and he just goes, "It's a day spa, you fuck," in the most William H. Macy way.
Reviews are out of the way then. We can move along. As I alluded to earlier, Seth Rogen is producing an R-rated Venom movie.
I fucking can't.
It's a Venom animated movie.
We're Spider-Man.
No, well, he's not gonna be Venom. No, he's just gonna be sitting in like in a writer's room for this one. He's gonna have a voice. He knows well enough he can't do that.
You know why this is animated?
Turtles.
So he can use Spider-Man.
He could use Spider-Man animate. Yes, you are correct.
A version. Yeah. None of the versions we've seen before. No. It's going to be...
Bring back Neil Patrick Harris to voice the Peter Parker for this movie.
That'd be fun.
I'd like that.
Toby would be pretty sick, too.
I think he'd pick Efron.
Whatever. But I'm saying, like, that's gotta be the reason that it's animated. Is because he knows... Yeah. He knows he can't just jump in to Venom. Like, he can have the character existing already and it be from his perspective, but, like, we all know Spider-Man's got to be there.
Yeah. In best versions, he's always there. So, you have much more freedom in an animated to pull in whatever fucking characters you want. This was an announcement we saw, and most of us did like a... We don't want to completely shit on it because it's Rogan, but for fuck's sake, Sony, stop.
Yeah.
Enough. Hand the reins back over. You know you should.
Yeah, for everyone's sake, man.
Your own sakes. You made more money when Feige was involved.
Yeah, you did. And then you make Morbius and fucking Madam Web. Which got Madam Web got cracked on like three times.
That's gonna happen. Did you see Dakota Fanning? Dakota Johnson's like, I don't think I'm gonna be Madam Web again. I'm pretty sure I'm not gonna. I don't necessarily fit in it.
I have a fun story about her and Sony. They're gonna be looking to potentially chase her legally.
For not supporting the movie? I mean, they have a case there. Sure, she was being honest. She said nothing inaccurate. But it is kind of her job to skirt around what's wrong with the movie and try and make as much money for them as possible. For everyone.
You're under contract. You just say, making it was a joy.
Yeah. You go see Madam Web.
Every positive thing you could think about that movie, everything that makes you smile, that's what you talk about. And nothing else.
Mike, was there any of that?
From her filmmaking perspective, I would say. As a viewer, there were one or two moments where I was like, you're bringing me back a little, sure. Oh, you did that? Why would you do that? You're doing more of that. What the fuck is wrong with you people? That pitch meeting was excellent.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, she might be looking at some fucking legal issues.
Agatha, Coven of Chaos, no. Agatha, Darkhold Diaries, sorry, no. It's just fucking Agatha now.
It's been Agatha all along.
They've decided to stop dicking around with the surnames and just call it Agatha. Because... I mean, it's not like they needed one. How many fucking characters on television, in film, are named Agatha? You hear that name now, all you think of is WandaVision. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Pretty much.
Name recognition. Built in. Stop dicking around. That's good to know. Warner Brothers is shutting down Rooster Teeth.
Yeah.
the production studio that makes Red vs. Blue. I'm not a big Halo guy, but I have seen a couple of those, and they're very funny. RWBY, I've never watched that. And Michael B. Jordan's produced Gen Lock, which I'm guessing is anime-related, amongst other things. And they're going to be selling off pretty much all of the IP.
Yeah.
So, the culling has begun. Speaking of culling, Marvel fired Bo DeMeo, who we've never heard of before, but we're probably going to hear a lot about coming up. He's the writer of X-Men 97, which is launching next week. Real shit timing for everyone involved. Wrote season 2 already. Mm-hmm. And he's out. We will keep our ear to the ground on what exactly he fucked up, or who fucked him over.
I read through comments grapevine that he's had issues in the past that are kind of coming back to bite him now.
It's like a James Gunn thing?
It's all speculative, but I guess he's not nice, to say the least.
Oh, he's a prick.
It was vague.
He was a writer for Moon Knight.
Yeah, he did some on there.
Drafts for Blade. The new one.
He was one of their golden boys. They were looking to him for a lot of stuff, and that is in the past now. That's all I've got.
Yeah, I got... There's nothing as to why.
No.
Literally, as far as stories go. That's all I've got.
Okay. I'll come in with you. Peacemaker Season 2 is going to be happening sooner than you would think, because it is going to be taking place after Superman.
So I just saw an article titled that it's not connected to the DCU.
Ah. Season 1.
Season 1's not.
Is not connected.
Yeah.
Season 2 is?
Yeah.
This is not a good way to start the DCU, folks.
I'm thinking that they might Deadpool Peacemaker.
Close enough already.
But, like, multiverse?
Actually make him bounce between universes? Like, there's ways you could do it, obviously.
It would work.
Go ahead, Mike.
The way they left him last time, it seems like they're going to be pulling focus away from the issues that he has with his dad, which is what I was most interested in. But they could probably make both of those work at the same time. What were you going to do, Vin?
Am I the only one who's tired of the multiverse?
I don't like that you're glomming on to all these current people that are like, I hate multiverses, even though multiverses in film universes have been a fucking thing forever.
No, it has been, but like, now, like, there's like 4 movie franchises that are multiverse. And it's like...
Does it matter?
Yeah, because it's not original. And
it wasn't original to begin with.
It hasn't been that good. It ended with Endgame. That was it.
No, it started
with Endgame. It didn't even start with Endgame.
Yeah. And it ended with Endgame.
But it couldn't end with Endgame because Endgame didn't have anything to do about multiverses. It had to do with just a universe. And time travel. No, it was time travel.
No, they said multiverse in that movie one time, so it counts.
No.
Dr. Banner did when he was talking to the lady on the roof. Give it a goog if you'd like.
But it wasn't about the multiverse. Yeah. Like, we could say the multiverse now, but we don't have a multiverse.
He mentioned the multiverse. Henceforth, okay. Therefore...
It's not about the multiverse. He mentioned multiple timelines.
Multiple timelines would infer...
But that's the same... It's the same universe. It's just a branch timeline.
Well, it's played out. They need to give it a rest. Just pump the brakes. You know what I mean?
Hey.
Don't make me say it.
I think he's making you say it.
I think I'd have to say it.
The freaking satanic cult that runs Hollywood, obviously.
There we go.
And moving on. Yesterday was Mario Day. Or not yesterday, Sunday. Sunday was Mario Day.
Oh, I missed it.
And they announced that the Mario sequel will be coming out next year.
Here we go. It's pretty quick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that. Twilight is getting rebooted.
Don't care.
Moving on.
Has an animated series.
Well, worse.
Yep.
Why? You know what? I don't care. I don't give a shit.
No, don't care.
Targeting kids for this trash?
No. No, it's gonna be like Masters of the Universe Revelation.
Nope. Dumb. Did they bring back the kid who played Jacob?
No. They're recasting different voice actors, thankfully.
But he's not doing anything. You gotta give him a spot.
He married a woman named Taylor, and they have a very successful podcast.
I know he's in every Adam Sandler movie now. I know he's one of Adam's guys, but I haven't seen anything.
So Taylor Lautner is married to Taylor Lautner.
He would.
Yeah.
Oh. That's just weird. Like, okay. If you met the perfect person for you and they had the same name as you, would you be too weirded out?
Are you me personally? No. You know damn well
all
I'd
four,
go for
all
it.
All three of them. Yeah, all.
You shouldn't have even asked that question to me.
Yeah. Now, it's easier for, like, Joe. There are women named Joe. So, mm-hmm. And, like, odds are they wouldn't be Joseph. It would be, like, Josephine or Joanne. So, you can't get away with that. I don't know any female Vinnies, but...
There's an Italian name. It's like there's Venetia, Venetia.
Okay. I don't know if I could. Michael is a woman's name, technically.
Yeah, Mika. Eurotrip. Yeah.
There's some women. Like there was an actress, Michael Learned. So it has occurred. I don't know if I could do it.
Zack Snyder is something.
Sucks.
He's a man that believes in his own convictions, I guess.
How can he not? He gets paid to have his convictions. And they're terrible.
One of the dumb things he said was DC is making Batman irrelevant if he can't kill.
Yeah, I remember this one.
But like, bruh. Like, that's the idea of the character.
That's his relevance, is that he doesn't kill.
Yeah.
There are so many characters out there who will kill without a whim. The fact that death affected him so intensely that he was not willing to kill is the point of Batman.
Yeah. And then he drops.
Always finds a way. That's his fucking thing, dude. I'd fight him. I would fight him.
Then he dropped this nugget. More people probably saw Rebel Moon than saw Barbie in the theater.
Okay.
No.
I mean, it could be mathematically accurate because a lot of people have Netflix, but...
Do you think that many people that have Netflix watched it?
I don't know. I don't want to speculate on this one because it's kind of niche. It's sci-fi. Not everyone's into sci-fi. But they put it fucking everywhere. They made sure everyone knew it was happening. So there's a good chance it got a lot of views.
Dude.
That's more important. A lot of people spread it over. A lot of people spread it. They enjoyed it.
It was like the last 15 seconds, whatever you said, Mike.
So he had this to say. He goes, you think about Netflix, for instance, where you push a button, Rebel Moon, right? Say right now it's almost at 90 million views, right? 80 or 90 million accounts turned it on, give or take. They assume 2 viewers per screening, right? That's the kind of math, Snyder mused. So you think if that movie was in the theater as a distribution model, that's like 160 million people supposedly watching based on that math. 160 million people at $10 a ticket would be, what is that math? I don't know. 160 million times 10, that's 1.6 billion. So more people saw Rebel Moon than saw Barbie in the theater, right?
That is so fucking rambling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not even comparable. Going to the movie theater is making a specific choice to spend more money on a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Rebel Moon is just sitting there on something you already paid for.
And when you're at the movies, you're going to see like 99% of the time, you're going to see the whole movie. Netflix, oh, this sucks. Click.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bro, but that wasn't even the worst shit he said.
No.
I texted it to you guys. He said he was in like a Star Wars room and they were talking about Luke and the walrus guy at the bar. And he said, he raised his hand and he goes, is this sexual? And everyone looked at me like I was crazy. It's like, yeah, dude. What are you talking about? The guy said he wanted to kill him, pretty much. And you turn into this is the same asshole who hung Blue Dong for 3 hours. You're a godly being, you're going to hang Dong?
Well, yeah. Mr. Manhattan, like Dr. Manhattan, that's from the comics. Eventually, he just stops giving a shit and lets his cock hang out.
But
he doesn't care about it.
Even for the comic, it makes no sense. You can walk in the sun, you're going to be hanging Dong.
Yeah, actually, yeah. It makes sense. He cares so little about what's going on in the rest of the world, he's naked. He doesn't give a shit what anyone thinks.
But he's like androgynous, though, at a certain level. Like he's not like
he's a man.
He's a blue energy figure.
He still has a mind of a man. He still has the body of a man.
He doesn't have the body of a man. Not many men are blue. Let me ask you this. If he can climax, what does he ejaculate if his skin is blue? What sort of substance or electrical discharge leaves his body?
And now we're just speculating.
Radiation.
So this also too, he's like this, just straight face. What's his vinegar strokes like? He's like, I just came. But he's just like stoic face, and she's just got like little blue, I don't know, pieces of data on her face.
Blue spray paint.
Yeah,
she looks like a Jackson Pollock,
or just like Matrix writing. It just shoots out of his cock on her face. She just has binary. Like the Matrix screen.
There's binary all over her face.
Yeah. What were we talking about?
We're moving on to the next story. Sky High director addresses possible sequel plans.
Hell yeah.
Sky High director Mike Mitchell sat down with comicbook.com to talk about a sequel.
About time.
What the fuck?
They wanted to do a TV show. With as many of the kids as they could get back. It wasn't going to be the main kid or Danielle Panabaker, because they're going to be way too fucking busy. But pretty much everyone else at Superhero College.
Mike Mitchell addressed having a sequel for the fan-favorite Disney Plus movie. These days, he's pretty busy with Kung Fu Panda 4. But he talked to comicbook.com about his ideas for a sequel. Originally, Mitchell was thinking of a Save You featuring Michael Angarano later in life at another institution of higher learning. Obviously, there were some bumps in the road, but the Trolls franchise director is undeterred. He told us that Kevin Feige actually met with him years ago to talk shop about Sky High. The MCU mastermind had a soft spot for the way the Disney original movie lovingly noted the more whimsical elements of superheroes while also enforcing a love for costume crime fighters. So, he goes on to say, if we could pull Kevin into it and we could get Disney's so scared of Marvel, he added, only Marvel can do superhero films, to which I say, great, let's have Marvel do Sky High. That would be fun. So I'm ready to go.
not see it.
This made me think, hey, maybe instead of a sky-high sequel, can we get him on board in the MCU to do Strange Academy?
Like, it doesn't have the same kind of energy as Sky High, but he's good at doing the whole ensemble cast in a school. If he can do horror, supernatural stuff, then yeah. Should I just like to see Strange Academy?
Right. Give it to me as a fucking a Disney Plus series. This is Spinal Tap 2. Starts filming. Confirms cameos. Questlove, Trisha Yearwood joining Paul McCartney and Elton John in the sequel.
Go for it.
Garth Brooks also set to appear.
Garth Brooks or what's his face?
No, Garth Brooks. Not Chris Gaines.
No, not his alternate. Not Chris Gaines? Okay. No alternate identity?
No.
Have you guys heard the internet beef with Garth Brooks and the comedian Tom Segura? Yeah. It's a pretty funny rabbit hole to go down. I won't get into it. Keep going.
Well, that's all I'm getting into with that. Just that there's that many artists already cameoing in that movie. Which means it's time for food news. Campbell's limited edition grilled cheese and tomato soup is coming to stores. It's a cheesy tomato soup.
Twist.
Yum.
Yes, actually. Or it says grilled cheese and tomato, and then underneath is soup.
It's grilled cheese, tomato soup.
Just kill the fucking headphones, dude. There you go.
I think it's because I threw my fucking headphones across the room.
Old El Paso cornbread mix, drop in two flavors, Southwest style, which has got some seasonings and some jalapenos, and cinnamon churro cornbread mix. Mug root beers drop in a zero sugar root beer. So there's that. Takis is dropping a Buckin' Ranch flavored Taki.
Wait, which thing's Taki?
Takis are like the Doritos, but they're rolled up.
Heard about every other word.
Yeah, it's echoing now.
Yeah, it's echoing now. Oh, fucking fuck.
Hey, Pravdo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mute yourself for a minute. Testing. Yeah, it's gone.
Fuck.
It. What?
What? Who, me?
No.
No.
Joe, are you still muted?
Joe, are you still muted?
Vinny? Is it you?
You?
No, you're muted.
No, I'm muted.
Mike?
There's a fucking mute on this thing. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I can hear you too.
But I don't.
Could you hear me?
But I don't.
No, now it's back. Now it's out. But yes, ranch flavored Takis. Just in time for the Olympics, Reese's is putting out a Reese's medal shaped. That's right. Instead of being an athlete and getting a medal, you could be a fat fuck and sit on your couch, watch the Olympics, and eat a medal that's Reese's.
I'm there.
Two new limited edition Baja flavors of Mountain Dew are coming. Baja Point Break Punch and Baja Laguna Lemonade.
Meh. If they didn't have Mountain Dew attached to it, I might be interested.
Friendly's has four new flavors of ice cream bars coming. Caramel Waffle Cone, Cherry Fudge, Fudge Brownie, and Cookie Dough.
Frozen dairy dessert or ice cream?
It's a good question. Ice cream, sir.
Ooh, okay, that's it.
The caramel waffle cone is caramel ice cream, caramel flavored swirl, and chocolate waffle cone pieces.
I'm there.
Fudge brownie is chocolate ice cream, swirled with fudge and brownie pieces. Cherry fudge is cherry ice cream, swirled with fudge, chocolatey flakes, and cherry pieces. And cookie dough is vanilla ice cream swirled with fudge, chocolate chips, and chocolate chip cookie dough pieces.
I want one of each.
Yeah. Yeah, all four of them sound good.
Mm-hmm. Go Friendlies.
Heinz is putting out pickle-flavored ketchup.
Ew.
Hidden Valley Ranch. Dropping three new flavors of ranch on you. Parmesan Ranch. Garlic Ranch. And Green Goddess Ranch. Which means there's a bunch of herbs in it.
I was expecting Garlic Parmesan Ranch.
I lied. Six flavors of Hidden Valley Ranch. Nashville Hot Ranch. Jalapeno Ranch. And Hot Honey Ranch.
I was going to say, are they going to do the Hot Honey? Everybody's doing Hot Honey.
Yeah. Arizona is dropping an energy drink. Green tea, Arizona, energy drinks, slightly carbonated. Georgia peach, red apple, and pomegranate. And that's the food news.
So let's be praised. I feel like shit right now.
Do you?
Yeah.
I've had a massive headache for like the last 4 hours, but that's because it was like near 70 and now it's like 40.
The teeth I had worked on a couple weeks ago still don't feel right.
Douches, nerds. I have two douches.
I have nerds.
That blend from Food News. Vegan bakery exposed for buying and reselling Dunkin' Donuts.
I remember you posted this one. That's extra douchey. Are Dunkin' Donuts vegan?
No, they're not.
Okay, then that is the problem.
A baker on Long Island was allegedly selling Dunkin' Donuts as her own creations and claiming they're vegan and gluten-free. Neither of those are true. Vegan grocery store Cindy Snacks revealed the controversy, tested the donuts themselves, and the results were pretty clear. Oh, dear sweet liar vegan. The amount of lawsuits coming at you for this.
Yeah, just leave the country. It's that much easier.
My other food-related douche is Ohio Chick-fil-A owner Stacy Austin. He has been arrested for driving over 400 miles to North Carolina to rape a 15-year-old child.
What the hell's wrong with people?
An Ohio Chick-fil-A owner drove about 6.5 hours into North Carolina to engage in sex acts with a 15-year-old, the Rowan County Sheriff's Office said. Tuesday, March 5th, deputies responded to a local home for reports of a breaking and entering in progress. As deputies arrived at the home, they found Stacy Lee Austin, 49, inside with the homeowner's 15-year-old child. Responding deputies discovered that Austin had driven to the victim's home from Belmont, Ohio, and had been communicating with this young teen on social media. Deputies said in those online conversations, Austin had tried to schedule to pick the teen up. While he was at the victim's home, he performed sexual activities with them. Investigators located Austin's underwear in the trash can of a bathroom in the home, along with some of the teen's clothing. When questioned about the incident, Austin admitted to the sexual acts and was concerned about losing his job as an owner of Chick-fil-A in Ohio. In a statement to Queen City News, a Chick-fil-A spokesperson said, quote, we have zero tolerance policy for the type of serious conduct alleged. Stacey Austin is currently an independent franchise owner, but as the investigation and legal process continues, he will not be present in that restaurant.
Yeah, no. Representative from Chick-fil-A said, dude, you got bigger problems to worry about than whether or not you work for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I don't have any douches, but I have some nerds. Yeah, fuck that.
I have a nerd. Nerds. It's a duo.
Yeah.
Zelina Vega and Naomi, while on SmackDown the other day, or maybe it was a house show, big Dragon Ball fans, they did the fusion dance in the ring. Nailed it perfectly as a tribute to the late Toriyama. So yeah, nerd on.
Do you have one, Joe? Yeah, it's a multi. So during the Oscars,
they got the same one.
Yeah. Okay. Because Arnold and Danny DeVito come out, and you think they're going to talk about twins, but no. What else do they have in common? They're both Batman villains. But the supreme nerd is when Danny DeVito called out and said, there's Batman right there. And Michael Keaton just snaps right into it, just like, as Batman, come on, bring it on.
He stone-faced him.
He did.
It's a very
he went right into Batman mode.
That was a great moment. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, Kyle, bring it. Oh, wait. No.
If you like what you hear, good for you. Go over to facebook.com/nerdities, at nerdities on Twitter, at nerdities on Instagram, soon to be at nerdities on TikTok, I'm sure, maybe. Definitely at nerdities on OnlyFans.
I make money somehow.
You?
Just Google nerdities.
Pouring and scoring, baby. I would tell you to go to our t-shirt shop, but we got to talk about that in a few minutes. So hang on. News on that forthcoming, kids. Instead, I tell you, tonight, be gentle. Gentle lovers with one another. Even with yourself. And head over to Sinful Creations by Justin, CINNFUL, creationsbyjustin.com. Get some sweet treats for the upcoming holidays, whether you're drunk or you believe in the resurrection of a zombie. Hey, who am I to judge? I'm not. I just want your money. So buy treats.
Check us out on youtube.com/nerdities. So take your Oscar, if you have one, and throw it at that bell to ring it. And subscribe, as always. Yeah, just do all the stuff. So I'm tired. So subscribe, hit bell, because new content is coming. Boatload. Nerd ETs, our cooking show. Some shorts. The final installment of the Joe Trilogy. And a feature film. If you want to sponsor Nerdities, we like money. We need money. We need money to do things. Write to us at nerdities@gmail.com because we'll croon, we'll swoon, we'll talk about your business and or product.
Joe will suck on your jagon.
And often. The opinions of the Nerdities crew are idiotic and poorly thought out, but don't worry, next week's going to be far more insulting. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Because of the end of civilization, the Clamp Cable Network now leaves the air. We hope you have enjoyed our programming, but more importantly, we hope you have enjoyed...